This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Last week, the State of Victoria Women's Honour Roll inducted its 2025 cohort, celebrating women who are shaping our community in extraordinary ways. And amongst them are two familiar names to the Joy Drive family: Anastasia Lee, a Vietnamese-Australian transgender woman recognised as a change agent for her leadership in social justice and equality, and Dr. Cationa V. Nguyen Robertson, or as many of us know, Dr. Cat from Science Queries, inducted as an emerging leader bringing science to life through education, advocacy, and song. Both are part of the Joy family, and both are with us now. Welcome back to Drive.
Thank you.
I feel like asking you to sing straight away.
Does anyone really want that?
Yes, we all want it. Congratulations to you both. What went through your mind when you found out you were being inducted? Let's start with you, Anastasia.
Oh, honestly, I actually froze for a good 15 minutes on my couch because I was unpacking the weight of it. I had been notified of the news for 2 months and we were under embargo. But then I never got the chance to process it all. And then when I was about to leave, it hit me so hard. I froze on the couch for 10 minutes.
What about you, Dr. Kat?
When I find out, as Anastasia said, we found out like 2 months ago, roughly. And I was like, whoa, no way. And yeah, I was just so blown away that it was happening and I somehow was successful. I think also with this, you're nominated by someone. So it can be a little bit of a surprise. But then, yeah, I don't think it really hit me until either when we were there. And it was just so lovely to see a familiar face. I went up the stairs and I saw Anastasia being like filmed. And I was like, a friend.
Now, Anastasia, your category is change agent. Much of your work is about creating space for people who are often unseen. What keeps you motivated on that mission?
Oh, I mean, just the fractures in our community, Warren, and the fact that, you know, our community lives in poverty. Like, there's actually some stats around there, and economic participation and justice reform is something that really drives me. Just seeing, you know, many of us still left behind in conversation, especially trans women in particular, around assault and violence is actually, yeah, really fuel me.
Kat, you've been described as the singing scientist.
Yes.
We are going to get you singing at some stage on Joy Drive. Now, let's talk about your work, turning science into something joyful and accessible. Mm-hmm. How do you balance, I suppose, your love of research with the need to communicate it widely? Because it's a real skill, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is why part of my work is actually training researchers in STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, to communicate their work. So I'm not only doing the communication myself, but trying to empower researchers who are coming in to be able to communicate really important messages and communicate their work to the public, because science influences and impacts all of us. It shouldn't be like gatekept inside like academic journals.
Do you think we got it wrong during COVID?
I think some things were done really well and some things weren't. So that's kind of a difficult question to answer.
Now, you're both part of the Joy family. How has radio and Joy in particular and visibility through media played a role in your journeys, Anastasia?
Oh, definitely. Like, it built confidence and the fact that we are both Vietnamese as well. So hello, Viet Pride. It really gives some confidence, because, you know, we are essentially QPOC. You know, we are part of a minority within a minority. So having been part of Joy since the beginning really gave us that confidence, and, you know, just to amplify our voices a bit better.
Okay. And I don't want to necessarily speak to your experiences, Anastasia, but I know that for me, like with my family and being Vietnamese, it was a real struggle to come out. And so having this confidence, having this beautiful community around me and potentially both of us here at Joy, like, it just made everything, it just made life a little bit better and a little bit more joyful.
What message would you share with, I suppose, the next generation of young women, queer people, or people of colour who might be listening right now?
Trust your gut. and do it. Like, trust your craft, trust your gut, and just be bold and do it, because it can be really scary. It can be hard to be different, but if you find your people who back you, it just makes it so much easier to just back yourself.
Anastasia?
So for me, because, you know, as a trans woman of color, of immigrants and refugee background.
You've knocked down all those barriers, haven't you? Like, you put on the gloves and said, get out of my way. I love it.
and working in disability support as well. Like,
don't mess with Anastasia.
With everything out there, all I can say is sometimes it may feel that there's no hope at the end, but I think people are listening, institutions are listening. Like, my induction says that. We are now being seen and recognized institutionally. So again, there will be people keeping on paving the ways for everybody. But, yeah, just don't lose your hope.
And now your story's being told. And I love that.
Anastasia, Dr. Kat, congratulations again on this incredible, well-deserved recognition. And thank you so much for joining us on Drive to share it.
Thank you.
And both officially now part of the 2025 State of Victoria Women's Honour Roll. Fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.